Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
What's the, sort of the basic mission that you see for the Water Development Board? How does it fit, and what's its role in the state?
Sure. So our mission is to provide funding to ensure that the state has the water infrastructure it needs to sustain the state's just tremendous growth. We're growing at 1,000 humans a day, 500 babies, little Texans, and 500 transplants. And not one of those 1,000 is bringing a single drop of water with them. So our mission is to ensure that we have the water that we need to sustain that growth.
Well, the project that we're just looking at here in Brady, it's taken a long time. It's been quite a process, but it is ultimately coming together now. And so from your standpoint, you know, it's been involved in seeing this whole thing develop. How does it, you know, what's your reaction to seeing it actually happen now?
Oh gosh, we're just thrilled. I am just thrilled. This city has been so devoted to this project, and the COVID delays, the supply chain delays have just been, hard to deal with. But just the fact that we're here today at this groundbreaking is tremendous. It really takes the city's commitment to step up and come to the board, because even though they got a great financial package, they're still shouldering a lot of additional debt. But it just shows that they're being proactive and they are investing in their infrastructure and in their community. And that's just a really wonderful thing to see.
A lot of satisfaction in that.
Oh, it is. It's the best job in Texas.
Well, Mayor, this is a big day for the city of Brady here, the sort of official dedication of the new water facility. What's it, from your standpoint, what's it mean for the city?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's delayed groundbreaking is not really what we're doing here. We're celebrating how far we are into the project and how close we are to the end. And I think folks in Brady won't really appreciate all of this until about a week into the full operation of the plant, when they see the water, when they taste the water, when they feel the water in the shower or coming out of the faucet. Is really going to be a big difference for everybody. And I think it will speak for itself about how much they appreciate it. The things the Texas Water Development Board has done to help this project move along, get finished. EHT as the designers, the engineers, the overseers, PLW as the contract management assumes responsibility, CMAR system, where they do all the subcontractors for us. They manage all of those things, and we've had some real challenges and still have a challenge with the elevated storage tank out at the airport to get that done. But we'll get it done. Folks will really appreciate it. And then a year down the road, there'll be a few folks that'll remember how bad it used to be. But mostly I think folks will just really appreciate what a fantastic improvement this is and what it does potentially for the city of Brady to expand out into some of those areas that in, over the last 8 years that I've been mayor, the number of companies / developers that came with an idea that said, we want to do this, and they had a great plan, and we couldn't get water to them in the amount or the quality that they were looking for, and they just moved on. And now this will open areas like the old Mudgelistic area, the areas out there, what used to be the Winters Ranch, that's going to develop with the water capability that's there.
One of the key things, and the folks that are here today are from the Texas Water Development Board. They were just absolutely instrumental in making this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And from their standpoint, the comments that the chairperson made about providing the money, I made the comment that they didn't just provide the money, they fulfilled the dreams of the people that were there with that money. They accomplished something with it. I think they genuinely feel that this is going to be one of the really key projects that they can show what they can accomplish given the funds and the direction and the expertise of the contractors, the engineers, all of those folks that can put this system together and help all over Texas, you know, the stuff that they're doing further west with the drainage and water systems. They were talking about some of the things out in El Paso that are getting done that have needed to be done for years. So I think everybody here should feel really good about their involvement in this whole process.
And when are we going to be finished?
October, November, and I think there'll still be some testing and a little bit of stuff, and potentially that could be delayed a little bit, I guess, based on the elevated storage tank out at the airport. But I'm led to believe that we're coming to a close on that, and that'll be squared away. So by Christmas, certainly, we'll have a great Christmas present for Brady.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.